Hi guys, we hope you're enjoying the show you're listening to now. We have a show that we think you might like. I'm Alan.
I'm the Grizz.
And we present a show called Rise of the Robots,
where we cover such robot combat shows as
Robot Wars,
BattleBots,
King of Bots,
and BuggleBots,
where we recap these shows and review them, and document the rise of the robots.
You can find us on your podcast app of choice or at audioboom.com. Just search for Rise of the Robots.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering LEGO DC Comics Superheroes, Justice League, Cosmic Clash.
The titles just get longer.
Actually, this is shorter than the last one, to be fair.
To be fair, but they're two pretty long titles.
Yeah, so Cosmic Clash is the next in line of the LEGO DC Comics Superheroes, which I still can't believe is a continuity.
I know, and it works, like, really well. Like, it's actually nice. You feel a little bit like, oh, this is how a continuity film should be.
Yeah. Interestingly, these films still continue to go on, even though they only... Because I've just did the recording, so the edit for the Gods and Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
This actually drew less than Gods and Monsters, but I suppose it's...
Yeah, but this is... They can probably make a lot from syndication rights and that.
And also, I'm imagining a huge part of that is that you get the toys and... Much like with the Batman Unlimited, you go, oh, that's a toy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they managed to make it work a lot better in the story, I will say. It is about Brainiac invading.
Yeah, I finally understand who Brainiac is, which will make Connor laugh because he keeps trying to tell me who Brainiac is. And I've seen him in other films. But like, there's always some... I kind of forget who he is in between seeing him.
Well,
and this, I think having this film explain it to me as if I was a child made it much clearer to me. I was like, I will now no longer forget that it is Brainiac who does the worlds in little jars.
Yeah, I mean, it's... To be fair, I think every single time we've done Brainiac, it's been a significantly different...
I think it's
version.
The thing that, like, his name, Brainiac, doesn't sync with me with somebody who goes around collecting worlds in jars. I expect him to be sort of like, I don't know, like, I mean, I guess an evil mastermind he kind of is, but I just don't associate those two. It's like, I don't associate him doing that kind of thing with
like
the name.
Like the thinker, now I kind of do.
Yeah. I don't know like who, but somebody a bit like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and he's a little bit more like Galactus, but with a bit more flair. You know, like, instead of eating worlds, he's kind of... I mean, as a librarian, I appreciate his dedication to cataloguing them and putting them in order. But yeah, now it's like there's some connection there that I've finally made. And everyone can laugh at me, but like, every time it's like I have to remember who Brainiac is, because I expect him to be doing like something with his brain. It's just his name.
Yeah. So we see Brainiac do the Brainiac thing. He collects a planet with grey aliens on it.
They're cute and playing ball.
Yep. And he then drops the jar, destroying the planet.
And he has to get a different one, and it has to fit in the same place. Because
yes,
he's that, like, important that they go in alphabetical order. I mean, he doesn't use a subject catalogue. He definitely just goes in alphabetical order, which is a bit stupid, but whatever.
He's a we'll bit...
He's not brainy. I mean, he kind of is, because he has plans, but that's no more brainy than anyone else.
Yes, I mean, this version's very much going down the... He's an AI that's gone wrong.
Yes.
As opposed to... As I said, it's differed from version to version that we've covered very significantly.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I can see having a bit of difficulty getting a grasp on the character, because it's not a consistent character throughout.
Yeah, yeah.
He then finds out that the planet that Darkseid recommended he check out, Earth, does fit in the space in his collection.
I know, thankfully. He has like Cerebro or something. Check out for it. But, you know.
Yes.
It's not Cerebro. I just call all clever computers Cerebro. Goes off to look for it, you know.
Wrong comic book franchise.
But, you know, we talk about what we know best. And like, I know it's not him, but he has a computer analyze to find all of that, which raises lots of questions. Like when you're looking for things that start with EA, like in what language?
Like, yeah.
Like I, you know, as a librarian, once again, probably the last time, probably the only episode I'll mention that in. But things like that, like just jarring. But fine, willing to go with it. And okay. Wasn't he lucky? There was another planet that starts with EA and would fit exactly where he wants to.
We didn't tell you about the new one that's going to be announced at Fandom, Library Man.
I have a copy of Detective Comics called The Librarian, and it's about Batman tracking a serial killer who kills people according to their Dewey Decimal numbers of their professions.
Right, okay.
Awesome. So, if you're wondering how happy I would be if there was a new thing like that, let me know. Let me tell you, it's one of the DC issues I do have.
Okay. I was going to start talking about one of the dungeons I've designed for my D&D game is a giant library, but okay. Right, well, we'll know what we're calling the main big bad in there. Okay, awesome.
Yep.
So we cut to Metropolis.
Yep.
Where the Justice League have defeated some villains, including Martian Manhunter. So Martian Manhunter still exists. Say goodbye to Martian Manhunter, because this is all we see of him in this film.
I know, what a shame.
And Green Arrow as well.
I'm not as worried about him. Not yet.
So Batman is going to meet the Justice League, who he now trusts completely.
I know, now they're his friends. Lovely. It's so sweet. That's what we talk about, continuity.
Yes, he's actually... Well, he's still going, no, they're not my friends, they're my work colleagues. And then he proves that he's their friend.
I know, bless him.
So, the rest of the Justice League is playing hide and seek.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Cyborg hides in the invisible jet.
Yeah, Green Lantern hides behind one of his own, what do you call them?
Constructs,
yeah, which is funny.
Yeah.
And Flash can't decide, so he's running all over the place.
And Wonder Woman, being the most competent, again.
It's only because Alfred's not in this, right?
There's reference to Alfred, which I'll get to. So, Wonder Woman ends up revealing her position after Cyborg accidentally fires the invisible jet missiles.
As you do.
Batman then calls everyone together, because since the last film, he is still technically the leader of the Justice League. And he doesn't like it when they call him Bruce, because that's the first rule of being in the Justice League. And Batman is a rules lawyer. He's the one that would have the player's handbook at the table.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah. So the Justice League, the rest of the Justice League is, no, we want to be your friend, Batman. And Batman's like, friends. Don't have friends. I have enemies. Which, that's a different movie. We deal with that. And still the movie I'm really looking forward to. So meanwhile, the trouble alert is triggered, because now Cyborg has it as a portable trouble alert in his own body.
Yeah.
There is a spaceship approaching the planet that Superman immediately recognises.
Yeah, because you would.
I wonder if that, because I know there are continuities where Brainiac took chunks of Krypton, including a couple of the movies we've covered.
Yeah.
So, and I wondered if that was part of it. We don't find out. It might still be the case.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I don't remember. I mean, I vaguely remember it, but...
So, Flash and Green Lantern are still arguing amongst themselves. Thankfully, not in a let's impress Wonder Woman way this time, which was weird.
Yeah. Oh, that yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I remember now. That was strange.
So, everyone apart from Batman gets off the ship. Oh, they fly a ship into space. At first I thought, oh, can Flash now breathe in space? No, he's wearing a breather mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently Wonder Woman doesn't need to breathe.
Wonder Woman is just better than that.
Yeah. She just goes, air is a male construct. So, Brainiac does try to shrink down the planet and instead gets very easily defeated.
Very easily.
Shockingly easily.
Mm-hmm.
And not without, but before that, Brainiac is able to catalogue the Justice League. And figures that, oh, Batman's not a problem because he's got no powers.
Yeah, which is funny. I like that. It's yeah. Like, oh, yeah, one of them's unpowered. It's like, okay.
I'm sure that there's a comic book where that happens. Well, probably several.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Like, I mean, it's a pretty easy dig at Batman.
Yep. What are your powers? I'm rich.
Yeah.
Except that is actually fairly accurate.
Well, no, because his powers are literally his are supposed to be his detective work and his gadgets.
And his yeah.
You probably don't. I mean, like, but you know, Oliver's rich as well, but that's not his power.
Yeah.
Like people don't make the same joke. It's you know, like he could still be Batman without quite as much money as he has, but
what isn't that part his of power the idea is,
like,
of
finding children to like fight for him?
Isn't that part of the new continuity? Is he has no money and he's just...
I've no idea, is it?
Not the future world thing that's come
I've,
out.
I've literally no idea.
I don't know,
happening.
I don't read... I don't read I've up not to read any of books.
No, I've not read any of War World, so I don't know. I have no idea what's happening. I don't, certainly don't read Batman comics. I might read... I've read a bit of Nightwing, but...
I know that... I think it's Future State or whatever it is. I know there's two Batmen. One is a member of the Fox family, and the other is Bruce Wayne with no money.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know he had no money.
That's all I really know. So, Brainiac goes back to his home planet,
mm-hmm.
where there are more Brainiacs, and despite the fact that everything in his language is computer metaphors, for some reason, 1.1 is the top version of Brainiac.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of going, if it was a computer, surely that would be the lowest, because it's the original, but okay. And it's very clear that Brainiac does not get on with Brainiac, and all the Brainiacs try to turn on each other and screw
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, there's a lot of self-hatred going on there, Brainiac.
Yes. So, Brainiac 1.1, which is the main Brainiac we follow for the course of the film,
mm-hmm.
Gets the premium vessel.
Yeah.
Because this is the rule of comic books. You don't come in with your most powerful attack, you build up to it.
In this kind of film, anyway.
Yep. So, Brainiac leaves in his courtesy vehicle as his skull ship is repaired. Meanwhile, things have come all the way around from Batman is paranoid about the Justice League to members of the Justice League are paranoid about Batman. Because Green Lantern spends the whole film going, Batman's planning to kill us, Batman's planning to kill us.
Yeah, he's clearly found out that Batman's like investigating weapons to take them all out, kind of thing, or just going.
He read Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
So Brainiac comes back, and the Justice League do not take this seriously. They go, well, Wonder Woman, Superman, and Green Lantern are the three most powerful, so we'll just send them up.
Fair enough.
Which is a bit insulting to Flash, but okay. So, Brainiac then sends the three heroes into time. Which, this could have gone very wrong.
It's very random as well, but it's quite... I mean, it leads to some amusing situations, so...
Yeah, this could have gone so badly. It doesn't. Yeah. Though it does lead to Cyborg having a two-year-old-style tantrum.
Yeah, which is funny.
So, Batman very quickly figures out, oh no, Brainiac has sent those three heroes through time. So Flash and Batman build a time machine.
They build the cosmic
treadmill.
Thingy. Yeah, the cosmic treadmill, which we all love.
So, meanwhile, Cyborg is told he has to rally the rest of the Justice League. Which I think is the best bit of the movie, and I actually go, oh, I've never shipped two Lego characters before, but I have now. So, Flash and Batman head out to 10,000 BC.
Yeah. Batman has his caveman outfit with him, so that's good.
Yeah, Batman just brought his caveman outfit with him. I'm kind of disappointed we don't see a saber-toothed tiger in this, since it's 10,000 BC.
Yeah.
Flash has to keep running the whole time, because if he stops running, time will notice that things are displaced and will send them back to their proper time.
Wow.
Which is just a way to have Batman go out on his own, I suppose.
Yeah, and to have Flash not be annoying. He can just be running somewhere and occasionally make I'm hungry jokes.
So Vandal Savage shows up, but Batman fights him, and then both Batman and Vandal Sausage get... Vandal Sausage.
I was going to say, I think we should change his name to Vandal Sausage. They're so funny.
So Vandal Savage then gets caught, as does Batman, and they're taken to the Cave Queen.
Who's guess who? Guess who?
Also, one other thing. Despite the fact that apparently there seems to have been some time passed between the Justice League members arriving and the Batman and Flash arriving, yeah. Everything is happening simultaneously.
yeah, which is weird. But, you know, it works.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Exactly.
And several heroes are off planet, including somehow Green Arrow.
Yeah, but it's so funny when they, oh no, he's off doing this, he's off doing that, sorry.
Yep. So the only hero that he can recruit is Supergirl.
Oh, who's that, a cheerleader?
Yeah, so she's... Her and Cyborg are lovely.
I don't know about lovely, but they're very cheerleady together.
I didn't expect it to work. It did for me.
It was cute. It was cuter than I thought, except that, yeah, there was some nice bit of synchronized dancing with them.
Yeah. And Supergirl is very excited to get a call up.
Super excited.
Indeed. So, meanwhile, it turns out the Cave Queen is Wonder Woman.
Course.
Who's lost her memory.
Mm.
So she helped the women overcome Vandal Savage and his guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
so she's still a hero, but
she's still a hero. Batman challenges Wonder Woman to trial by combat.
Yeah.
And Batman is able to steal the lasso of truth and use it to remind Wonder Woman who she is.
Yeah.
This court, because Wonder Woman gets her memories back, she then automatically travels back to her proper time.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird way to do it, but it works.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, Flash is trying to face off against dinosaurs.
Which is another funny sequence.
And it's implied that the women are the women that then form the Amazons.
It is implied that, which is interesting. Which works quite well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So Flash and Batman then arrive in 17-something.
1741, apparently.
And it turns out that the car could also become a boat because Batman.
I mean, we knew that.
And a pirate ship arrives.
I like it. Pirates. I approve.
With Green Lantern has somehow ended up being the cabin boy.
Yeah, and he's terrible. He's like quivering in fear. It's like, ooh.
To Captain Fear.
Yeah.
Batman comes in and rides a shark, and then we jump the shark over the ship. Mm-hmm. I think we jumped the shark a while ago, but okay. Batman then says, oh no, I'm Batbeard. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because he has no beard. Also, he's wearing a pirate outfit now.
And they, he says he's Batbeard, and they go like, where's your beard? He just says, I'm shaved. It's actually a very funny line. I actually had to sit up and laugh at that one.
So Batman is taken to his cabin by Hal. He finds out that the ring was taken by the captain. Meanwhile, Flash is feeling seasick because he's trying to run on a car that's sloshing about.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah. So Batman tries to steal the ring with Lantern running interference, but gets caught. So Batman is then able to convince Hal, no, Hal, I know who you are. You are the bravest person I know. You fear nothing. And you can do this.
Yeah, it gives him a bit of a pep talk. It actually is nice.
It is legitimately actually quite nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few nice moments for him in this.
Yes, it's the nicest I think Batman's ever been.
Yeah, probably.
Hal becomes Green Lantern, saves Batman when he was about to be thrown, made to walk the plank. Green Lantern then sinks the pirate ship with a Green Lantern ship.
Which is funny.
And the pirates...
Of course, you've got the constructs, perfect place to do it.
And the pirates get chased by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And Hal returns to his own time. Flash is really starting to struggle, so Batman gives Flash a bat energy drink.
Yep. Which I'm not sure I'd want to drink. Probably would. But I don't trust Batman often.
One, you don't trust Batman often. And two, let's be perfectly honest. Drinking or eating bat-related products has caused huge problems.
Exactly. And I'm not really into energy drinks either. So that's the lot covered.
I worked too long in the delivery industry not to be addicted to energy drinks. So, we cut back to modern times where Wonder Woman, Cyborg, and Supergirl are fighting off the robots of Brainiac as he tries to catalogue the planet.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern arrives to help, which really frustrates Brainiac.
Yeah, he's very frustrated. Frustrated genius, clearly.
Which, considering he's meant to be a computer, is weird.
It's funny. He has a lot of emotions. A lot, like, just, you know.
A lot. Yeah, a lot of emotions. So he then sends dinosaurs. Yeah, this film could so easily have gone off the rails. Yeah. See what I actually mean by. And then there's dinosaurs. So the dinosaurs then fight the Justice League off screen. Because we're not allowed to show that for some reason.
I know, that would have been cool.
So, Batman and Flash arrive in the year 3001. The planet has been conquered by Brainiac. And the cosmic treadmill is damaged, meaning that it gets sent back to the past, leaving Batman on his own.
Aww.
But that's okay, because Batman's friend Superman has arrived!
Hooray! He's bestie.
Except he's been reprogrammed by Brainiac.
Dun, dun, dun.
So basically, because Brainiac in the past figured out that Batman was traveling time to save his heroes, or his friends, Brainiac of the future knew that if he converted Superman, he could use him to kill Batman.
It's a valid observation.
So, before Superman can kill Batman, he is saved by Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, and Cosmic Boy.
Oh, that's who they were. Okay, cool.
Who are heroes that I've never heard of.
I mean, I've heard of them, but that's it. I don't know a lot about the Legion.
Batman has to get to his cave, and it turns out, upon Flash's suggestion, there is a tunnel between Gotham and Metropolis. That said, it's one of those, is that a, because Batman knows he needs it in the future, does he build it?
I mean, possibly. It does. I mean, that's kind of how I took it, but it's hard to tell.
So, meanwhile, so the three younger heroes distract Superman / Brainiac, including who he very easily defeats. But this gives Batman enough time to get to the Batcave,
mm-hmm.
where he sees what the Batcave looks like when Alfred is not dusting, and goes, I should really give Alfred a raise.
Yeah, you should.
Yes, almost you certainly. Should, Batman. In fact, you should just give him all your money, because he deserves it more than you.
What? Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Alfred is always the MVP.
But the MVP doesn't necessarily have to be paid the best.
I suppose.
That equates worthiness with money, and we know that doesn't actually
That's work. Meritocracy, not capitalism.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we don't have either.
So, Superman does arrive. Thankfully, Batman has robot armor. But Batman is then able to use Superman to... I'm not quite sure he uses Superman to break open an ancient safe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think Batman's going to use the kryptonite.
Yes, but he doesn't. He does the next nicest thing we've seen him do.
Yeah, which is he bombards Superman with concentrated yellow sunlight,
which will power up Superman and melt Brainiac.
And, yeah.
Twofer.
So instead of killing Superman, he saves him.
Mm-hmm.
And then does...
And even Superman is like, dude, I thought you were going to use the kryptonite.
Yeah. And then it turns out, well, it wouldn't be a Justice League major successful film if Batman didn't try to sacrifice himself.
That's true. I mean, he has to.
So Batman's like, you go off into the past. I'll just stay here, stuck. So, the... Whilst Superman returns to the present, the Justice League have defeated the dinosaurs off screen. Brainiac has completed his scan and he starts to shrink, or he's getting the shrink ray brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
Brainiac 1.2 and 1.3 try to kill him. He instead kills them.
As you would.
And the Earth is shrunk.
Da, da, da.
After Batman arrives, because there was a time spear that the younger heroes found.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, it's... I'm sure the name was Time Spear. I have it written as Deus Ex Machina. So yes, the Earth is put inside a jar. Da, da, da.
I know, because, like, and don't we all wish it just stayed there?
Yeah, well, I mean, then you'd have to look at Brainiac looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't know what it would do to the tides having no moon.
So I think it'll be fine.
Who knows, there might be a physical land break comes between England and Scotland and then... So, at this point, we get a very obvious setup for a playset.
Yeah.
Because Cyborg has built ships for every single one of the heroes apart from Supergirl, because he didn't know Supergirl was coming.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, they didn't advertise that all that well.
Yeah, they don't. She's in the front cover, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, like, to the other heroes, not to us.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, front cover's not quite the same thing.
So... I don't know. These films are meta enough that it could do that gag.
It could. Honestly, it absolutely could.
So... We get a scene of the ships pushing out the cork, including a wide shot showing what we're actually seeing, which is six bug-shaped robots pushing a cork.
Which is very strange, yeah.
So we then get Brainiac fighting miniaturized superheroes in ships that have an obsession with shooting at his butt. Like, there's more than one shot of him being fired upon specifically on his bottom.
That's crazy.
Which is even weirder since Lego figures don't have one.
No, they just have legs.
So they're just firing at the back of his legs. Batman then flies into Brainiac's brain. And we don't see what he does. So Batman, it turns out he reversed the plurality.
That old chestnut.
And whilst this is happening, it turns out that the miniature ships turn into a Megazord.
Of course they do. This is such another toy cash-in.
Which, normally I would be going, oh, this is just a riff on Power Rangers, and then because they're all miniaturized, it's just a normal-sized robot.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
And, Yeah, we get a slap fight.
Pretty much.
Like, a literal slap fight. And yeah, so as I mentioned before, reversal of the polarity. So the Earth grows, as does all the Justice League. They're all cured.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do notice is Green Lantern does grab all the planets that were in the ship, which is good.
Wow. Yeah.
And Brainiac then goes, well, if I can't collect everything, I'm just going to blow myself up.
Because, you know, it's very dramatic.
Yes. And so, to stop him blowing himself up, what Batman does is he gets him to collect coins.
Yeah.
And this will cure the problem, because if he's collecting coins, they bring out coins every year, so he'll be collecting for the rest of time.
It gives him something else to do, and he can like work out a good way of cataloging them.
And you know what? All kidding aside, that is actually quite nice.
It's another pretty clever solution.
Yeah. And the members celebrate by playing hide and seek,
which is cute. That's obviously their favorite game. I mean, them versus the me, but you know.
Yep. So that was Cosmic Clash. And again, the Lego DC films are killing it.
There's just something very heartwarming about them. I was talking to Connor about it earlier, and I was just like saying, I don't know if it's because it's just they're not feeling the need to have twists or be edgy in any way. And it's just, and the thing is, I like edgy films. I like, you know, like, I like it, but there's just, this is kind of the nostalgia. I guess I'm feeling the nostalgia of when I saw the heroes this simply. And everything's explained clearly, and you can just lean back and have fun with it. Like, you know, it's not trying to make some big point, or it's just, I mean, apart from selling toys.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, it's just nice to see. And then it's not pure depictions of them, because obviously the comics have them much darker and much more adult in almost every instance. But there's just something, it feels a little bit like escaping to your childhood watching them as well. Like, you don't feel I need to have a clever theory about this film. I just enjoyed it, and the continuity really does work. Like watching Batman develop into counting them as friends, like, and have these, but it still gets in these clever solutions to the problems.
Yep. So I wonder if that's what DC superhero girls will be like as well. That'll be quite light in that fashion.
Oh, it's definitely light. I think it might be a bit more kiddie. Don't know.
Yeah.
So I think it might be a bit more twee, but we'll see.
So this film came out in February. Actually, again, I think I've got the order slightly wrong. This film came out on February 9th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Well, March 1st is when the DVD came out. And the next film we're watching came out in February 2nd of 2016.
Oh, wow. They're really, like, pumping them out there.
Oh, no, it's... And Superhero Girls also comes out in, like, March 16th.
Yeah. There's a lot of films then.
Teen Titans is March 2016 as well.
They're just catering for a lot of different people, can I say?
And then they take a break until July, which is when Killing Joke comes out.
They needed a wild killing joke.
Yeah. And, yeah, so... Yeah, there's a whole flurry of films coming out. Admittedly, mostly playing to different audiences.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the next one we've got coming up, we're back into the DC AMU.
Excited.
Which is with Batman Bad Blood, which is a sequel to Batman vs. Robin.
Nice.
I also believe that this is the film where Batman dies or disappears in the opening act or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, most of the film is about the Bat family. So it's Damian Dick Grayson and also Kate Kane and Luke Fox.
Right.
Are the kind of main Bat family in this.
Yeah.
Which, poor Tim Drake. Before we do that, however, the more observant of you might notice that this is episode 49.
We certainly did.
Yes, I certainly did, and I didn't just notice it when I looked at the episode we released yesterday and did some counting. So, we are going to do something different for the 50th episode. I think most likely it'll be something along the lines of what were our five favourite of the 47 films that we've watched so far, because three of them aren't films, because Alan's a beep who's ambitious and does silly things that didn't work. So we'll be looking at the 47 movies we've watched so far and come up with a, let's say, a top five, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm interested to see how many of them, how many films we actually cover in this top five.
Yeah, I'm guessing 10.
I don't know if it'll be that much. Maybe. Yeah. And also the kind of movies that we're looking forward to, which, just to name a few of them, we've got the rest of the DC AMU, which I know that there's at least one movie out of that to come. The Lego Batman movie, not tying into the rest of the Lego films that we've watched so far. We've got a few more Lego DC Comics superhero films. We've got a few Elseworlds, including Batman from the 1960s, featuring the return of Adam West. I think it's Return of the Crypt Crusaders and Batman vs. Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Batman and Scooby-Doo.
Amazing.
Batman and the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
God, they made a film of that.
Yes. We've got... We actually do have other films that got a proper cinema release. And Teen Titans Go to the Movies, which was... As well as... the Lego Batman film. We have another DC showcase at one point, which was the kind of collection of short movies.
Yeah.
So, oh,
yeah.
Like... Yeah,
they were good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff. There's also a few weird things like Batman Ninja... Well, more versions of Batman, because we don't have enough of those.
Mm-hmm. We need a few more.
Including Batman Ninja and Gotham by Gaslight. And also...
Yeah, that could be good.
We do have a Constantine movie coming up.
I know.
City of Demons?
May have seen it. May have not. Who knows?
I believe City of Demons is a film that was originally planned to be part of the Arrowverse...
Mm.
And then they changed it to the DC AMU partway through recording.
Unbelievable.
It was something
like that. They need to get their
like
act
that.
Together, like, seriously.
I mean, it's the same actor for virtually every version of Constantine since...
No, they just should get their act together, generally. Not actor.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's all coming up in the future. If you have anything to say about any of the movies we've covered so far, or any of the movies that we're about to cover, feel free to email us at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com, or you can reach us on Twitter at dcaupodcast.
Yep, get in touch.
Have you appeared in any other podcasts recently?
Probably. Don't remember. Probably some Moon Knight, probably some Iron Fist. I don't know. No, maybe some Moon Knight, but not for a while. I was away all weekend at the London Film Festival, so.
And, well, I still do the Rise of the Robots podcast. That's still going on.
Yeah.
We're just reaching into the end of the 2001 Techno Games. And we'll be getting into BattleBots.
Nice.
So, excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yep, take care.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.